Good morning. It's 7:15, and we're talking some very exciting wildlife news this morning. Something very cute and tiny, as I said, the greater bilby. Now, before we talk about this, can you believe that there are at least 10 mammal species in the New South Wales Mallee region that have become regionally extinct? It's a little alarming. It's been many years since a western quoll or a burrowing bittong was seen in the area around the Mallee Cliffs National Park, but thanks to an ambitious program led by the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, that's all about to change, beginning with the release of 30 greater bilbies into the national park last week. Joining us this morning in studio is Senior Ecologist Dr. Lawrence Berry and Operations Manager Bruce Summerfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lawrence, tell me, how long has it been since bilbies have been in the Mallee Cliffs Park area?
Well, that's right. It's good to think that 100 years ago there were bilbies hopping around this region. And, you know, due to predation by feral cats and foxes, they've just disappeared from the landscape.
Very sad. So 100 years since we've seen them.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about where these bilbies have been transported from.
So the animals that were introduced last week come from an island off the coast of Port Lincoln called Thistle Island in South Australia, and it's a feral-free island. And at the moment, these sort of feral-free refuges, either offshore islands or fenced areas on the mainland, are the only places that bilbies can persist. So yeah, we took 30 animals from there last week and reintroduced them, and they're the first crop to be in Mallee Cliffs National Park in over 100 years.
So were they especially bred for this program? How does it work in terms of the breeding?
Yeah, so they're a wild population on that island. So they were introduced to Thistle Island and we've sourced them to put back here.
What specific breed of bilby is the greater bilby? Or how many variants of the bilby are there?
Well, there used to be two species of bilby, and AWC's logo is the lesser bilby, which is now completely extinct. And that's something we should take quite seriously. I mean, the Australian mammal fauna is really special in a global context. Over 80% of our species are found nowhere else on Earth. And, you know, in the last 200 years, we've lost 30 mammal species, or 31, and there's another 58 that are on the verge of going extinct, just like the lesser bilby. So you know, by doing this this project for the greater bilby, we're able to secure the status of this population here and the status of the species in the long term.
Bruce Summerfield, you're the operations manager. Can you tell me about the special fence that's been created to protect the bilbies?
Yeah, no worries. The fence is actually about a 6 foot high or 1800 high fence. It's got a floppy top on top of it, which hangs down. It has two skirtings on the bottom so animals can't dig underneath the fence, and it has two electric wires that actually travel around the whole outside of the fence. The design is to stop anything trying to climb over, so if something climbs over, it actually touches one of the wires. If it does get over past the two wires and gets to the floppy top, it actually falls back down on the electric wires again and gets hit again, and that way there. So it's not designed to stop things from actually getting out of it. It's designed to stop things from getting in.
What does the floppy top do?
So it's just a loose mesh top that if something climbs, they've got to climb upside down over it, so it actually flops back down again and lands back on the electric wires. So that's the design of it.
All right. It sounds like quite a feat of engineering.
It is. It's about 42 kilometres long, roughly. So just in an example would be just the wires that actually go around the outside, not including the mesh. If we put them from end to end, the plain wire, there's enough wire there to go from here to Adelaide.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So, and what are the bilby's main predators?
Main predators are cats and foxes. So that's what we're in the process of eradicating. So our role is once we build the fence, we start to eradicate anything like that, like all the cats, all foxes, and the things. So the breeding area where they were released is 100% guaranteed that there's no feral predators in there at all. And now we're just in the processes of doing the main fence, which is 9,500 hectares.
How do you go about totally eradicating predators from the area? What else can you do?
It's a massive project. We've got, at the moment, we've got around 100 cameras out there that we're constantly monitoring. So one of our staff members looks at about 20 to 30,000 photographs a week, every week. We've got five FACOs out there that are constantly tracking us. They drag tracks, they look for animal prints, they set soft jaw traps, cage traps, we do baiting runs, and all of this is monitored on a constant. We put it all onto a database to give us all the information, and we can actually get it into a position where we know roughly where the predators are operating in a certain area of the fence line, and then we concentrate in that area.
Well, just before we go, back to you. Sorry, this is the first of 10 regionally extinct mammals to be released in the Mallee Cliffs Park. What's next on the list, Senior Ecologist Dr. Lawrence Berry?
So there's another 9 species, and many of those will be going in next year. And we've got other species like Mitchell's hopping mice or brush-tailed bettongs and these sorts of things that will be approaching towards the start of next year.
Awesome news, and very exciting for wildlife enthusiasts, as we all should be. Thank you very much for your time. That is Senior Ecologist Dr. Lawrence Berry and Operations Manager Bruce Summerfield. The 30 greater bilbies have been released into the National Park this week, and we wish them well. It's 22 past 7. Now, the sun is in the sky, the birds are in the trees, it's spring, there's no better